news today, but the draft is going on. Cleveland Cavaliers' improbable lottery victory has created more questions than answers. The NBA draft is going on. Boston Bruins got booted. How's that for alliteration? Pretty good, huh? The Boston Bruins got booted. And I think that's probably all there is to say about that, Kenny, as well. Ken Kessler is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program for Tuesday, the 25th of June. Lots of things going on. We don't generally, because this is not a sports program per se, we don't talk a lot about sports because, frankly, I don't get into it, and therefore I stay away from it. Although, if I use that rule of thumb, that is just to talk about things I know about, that would be a lot of dead air. Under the circumstances, we're here to talk about the issues of the day, the events, the big-time stories that'll intrigue you, and most people are intrigued by Mr. Snowden being on the run or being in Moscow or being wherever the heck he is. So that's how we get started. What do you have on social media as things are trending, both on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, Kenny?
Sam says Snowden and Assange show why some whistleblowers shouldn't toot their own horns. Their conduct distracts from the issues they've uncovered.
Yep. Good point.
Jacob says, I think it's time we reminded the world we mean business and just take out this Snowden character.
Really? Well, he's done a service, whether you like him or you don't like him. It appears his motivation, if you are believing the Hong Kong newspaper reports today, Snowden took the job at Booz Allen Hamilton specifically to get the NSA information that he has ultimately stolen. Also told the Hong Kong paper that he wanted to make all of the information he stole available to journalists in every country so they could decide whether to publish the information about the NSA as it relates to their citizens. He reportedly told the Ecuadorian president that it was unlikely he'd have a fair trial or humane treatment if he was sent back to the United States. So the president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, took to Twitter to address the issue, saying, quote, rest assured we will analyze the Snowden case very responsibly and will make, with absolute sovereignty, the decision that we believe is most appropriate. A big hug to everyone and a happy week, he said. The president of Ecuador using Twitter. Nothing wrong with that. So I don't think anybody, Kenny, really knows where Snowden is at the moment. Does anybody really know, other than Snowden, where he is and maybe a few people? But he's still thought to have been in Moscow because he didn't get on that plane yesterday. They went from Moscow to Havana.
Right. Julian Assange says that WikiLeaks knows where he is, but they're not telling.
Yeah. So we get back around to this whole business. I've had some very good conversations about this the last 3 or 4 days. Matter of fact, my new Kansas City friend where I am today, Adam Taff, and I were talking about this yesterday, how the Snowden thing, him being who he is, whether he's the issue. For me, he's not the issue, and Adam, he's not the issue. The issue is how much of our freedoms have we lost or do we continually to lose because of so-called security issues and matters. And that pretty much has people set off onto a different course. And to listen to all of these people, these old ladies who say, oh, I got nothing to hide, you miss the complete point of the issue. And so whether you like Julian Assange or whether you like Snowden or not, that's not really the issue. It's not the issue at all. That is what people are talking about, because people love to talk about other people. But in the analysis at the end of the day, the reality is we have been skunked by the government, and we continue to get skunked by the government over and over and over and over again. This is just another example of inappropriate and unnecessary surveillance. It brings me back around to talking about the Manchurian candidate that I've been talking about the last couple of weeks, and who really is in charge, and why it is that more people are not worked up about this. And does something happen when you look at the government across the board? As we pay for all of this stuff, we want to, and we deserve to, according to the document that's known as the U.S. Constitution, have something for our money. We don't have much for our money. We have a lot of talk, and we have a lot of people the intrusion, not even into our lives. You talk about every government agency that gets involved in our lives. If you're an entrepreneur, one of the reasons that I'm here in Kansas City is to announce a new program for entrepreneurs in association with the Kauffman Foundation, which is here in Kansas City, to help encourage young men and women, or they don't have to necessarily be young at all. They've just got to have a good idea. They're going to come before a board every week, and it'll be on this program. These people will present ideas, and then they'll get the help of a lot of different groups to make this dream or this idea become a reality based on a set of circumstances. It's kind of like American Idol meets Shark Tank. The essence of what we're talking about, though, is dealing with and having to live in a society that is almost paralyzed because of government interference and trouble causing that makes it very difficult for people to start or get new projects going. And when you're even in the arena of having to, there's a story we were talking about yesterday about a landscaper here in Kansas City who can't, he wants to hire white people to do the work, but he can't. So he has to hire documented folks, I guess they call them documented aliens, immigrants that come here that have papers, and he pays them, you know, $11, $12, $13 an hour, which isn't bad. Why can't you find white people to do that? That's one question. But the other question is that the government just passed a regulation that requires that you pay these immigrants more, in essence, than what you would pay to people who are American citizens who are born here, white people. So, I mean, this is going on day after day after day. Look at the Supreme Court decisions this week. The focus on the business and the focus on affirmative action, all of these things, the very fact that some of these questions have come up is a sign of problems. We have a real serious problem in our country. And there are so many people who are so restless about this, it just seems to me that we're going down a track that may end up in limbo land. Not Limbaugh land, it's limbo land. Even though actually here in Kansas City, I'm from the land of Limbaugh. He was born in Cape Girardeau. It's not very far from here at all. Wasn't there a time when he was trying to get together with George Brett to buy the Kansas City Chiefs? Wasn't that I think it was a discussion, 10 or 12, the Royals, I mean. The Chiefs are, what are they? They're The Chiefs are the football team, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. See, that's why we don't talk about sports on the Good Day program. All right. So anyway, I've now done my overview of where I think the world is on Tuesday, the 25th of June, 888-302-3684. To be in touch, you can also be in touch with us via the Facebook and Twitter pages that we were talking about, plus email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program and our focus on Mr. Snowden and what happened to the NSA and how it affects you, 888-302-3684. Hang on to that number if you'd like to share some thoughts. I know we have some people in the queue already who want to talk about this, so before we get to the Zimmerman trial, we'll take your calls on what's going on at the NSA. Radio host Charlie Brennan on his program, we survey a lot of the great radio and television programs to get the gist of what people are thinking. Here, Brennan talks to Foreign Affairs Analyst is Pam Falk about the reaction to our pursuit of Snowden.
It looks like we found out that the United States doesn't have as many friends as we thought we did, at least in Hong Kong and Moscow, am I right?
This really does a job on President Obama's Russia Reset and Asia Pivot. It doesn't look like any nation involved thus far has been agreeing to the U.S. request to extradite him or at least return him, and that's Hong Kong rebuffed the United States, Russia, Cuba, and Ecuador, and Ecuador's foreign minister, Ricardo Patiño, just spoke to reporters and said that this was about principles, not other things and not political issues. We act on principles, it's human rights, and that he believed, and Ecuador believes, that Snowden wouldn't get a fair trial in the United States, and they're inclined to give him asylum.
It looks like the president of Ecuador wants to be the next Hugo Chavez. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, I think Rafael Correa is in the group of Fidel Castro, Chavez, and Madero, his successor. It's sort of a Venezuela, Ecuador, Cuba triumvirate, and they are definitely not prone to any kind of pressure from the United States.
You know, some people are now insisting the United States made a key error when it charged Snowden with espionage, or at least crimes that are considered espionage, because then it couldn't really ask Interpol, that international police community, to arrest him, because that's one of the charges they don't arrest people for.
Yes, precisely. And it also, there are a few other reasons that may have been a mistake, and that is because within the United States, the younger generation is feeling like that's too severe. They'd like the Obama administration to come clean, so to speak, and explain what this policy that he leaked is about. Why is the administration giving these secrets, following so much of U.S. Telephones and Internet and asking Google and Facebook for all their information? And so I think the combination of a very severe penalty and the fact that Interpol cannot arrest him under those circumstances, and the fact that it looks very political to these other countries. I mean, even Hong Kong, which is a very strong ally of the United States and extradites people all the time, is sort of got out on a technicality.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Remember the Bobby Fuller Four, and I Fought the Law, and the Law won. It reminds me of a story that I remember from the good old days of radio when I was working in some of the smaller stations in New England as I was getting started. This song is, what, 1967, 68, Kenny? Maybe 69, but that's pushing it, I think. I'm thinking mid-60s because it was around when I started working at WNORI in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. So I used to do 6 days a week, a Saturday afternoon shift. And this is a small town. It didn't have a donut shop. And this policeman came in every Saturday afternoon and had free coffee and a conversation. I remember picking up some of the news stories, listening to him and his stories. His name was Deputy Mike. So Deputy Mike stopped in and asked for a special request to be played. He wanted this song to be played precisely at 4:50 in the afternoon, that Saturday afternoon. I thought he was entertaining the troops back at the post, but it turned out that the locals and the state police were busting some fugitive bikers and some neo-Nazi types on a nearby farm, and they didn't want to tip them off by using the two-way radios. So when I played the song, that was the cue for the raid to start. Undercover police inside the party had the station on so that they knew when the guys from the outside would start. I guess I didn't realize how my part in the plan was as significant as it was. Actually, later on that evening I did. The policeman came by, a couple of the deputies gave the story to me. And my only request was not to mention the station's part in the raid, but secretly I wished I had known ahead of time so I could have followed up with Leslie Gore's It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. I thought that was a good story. 888-302-3684. It's 25 past the hour. Our focus is on what's going on with Mr. Snowden. Secretary of State John Kerry has implored Russia to do the right thing and turn over Edward Snowden. He said, quote, "We think it's very important in terms of our relationship. We think it's very important in terms of the rule of law. There are important standards." Snowden was still in Russia when Kerry made that request. And so we move ourselves around to radio host Mike Broomhead having this conversation with his listeners. Basically, his focus is on whether or not Snowden is a hero or a traitor. This is basically what I said a few minutes ago, said in a different way by this host.
I said a while ago, we got to stop with the hero worship, not whether or not the guy's a hero. That is for history to decide. History will decide whether or not Edward Snowden is a hero. That remains to be seen. The problem with the hero worship is, what if we find out this guy is a bad guy? Let's say he got paid. Let's say another country paid Edward Snowden to get this information he had and to release it, and he did it purely for financial gain. He had no sense of patriotism, no sense of right or wrong. It was a sense of dollars and cents. Maybe that's all he had. Well, does that diminish or change the information he released to the American people? I don't think it does at all. Focus on the information. What happened is either illegal or illegal. It's either right or it's wrong. And if it's unconstitutional, if the United States government has gotten so overburdened or overbearing and powerful that it is overtly circumventing the United States Constitution to this degree, and it is this big of an abuse of power at the highest levels, then the American people need to know it doesn't matter who gives us the information. What if it had been the Chinese? What if the Chinese hackers hacked into the computers and released all this data to the American people? The Chinese don't have no sense of patriotism or concern for the American citizen. This was purely a way for them to get past their enemies or get over on their enemies, to cause some kind of uprising inside America. We do that as a government. When there are governments out there that we don't like, the CIA and other groups have always been a part of overthrowing governments.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You might wonder what the fight against human trafficking has to do with travel. Well, the answer is just about everything. The Department of Transportation has now partnered with the Department of Homeland Security to create a training program for everyone involved in the travel process. Gate agents, baggage handlers, train conductors, everyone. And airlines like Delta and JetBlue are also training their employees to recognize the signs of human trafficking. And there are things you can do as a traveler. If you see children being checked in for a flight who seem confused or disoriented or don't know where they're going, alert someone. Look for travel providers that follow the Tourism Child Protection Code of Conduct, which is a voluntary set of business practices to fight human trafficking. And take a look at something called the Polaris Project, which operates a national hotline and has state-by-state resources. They can really help. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention. Preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. and you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To the Snowden and the NSA story as we've gotten started this hour of the Doug Good Day program. It's now 33 and change past the hour. Ken Kessler is here with me. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington 6/25/13. And the Snowden thing will occupy a little more of our time. And then we need to spend some time on the Zimmerman trial and probably on Paula Deen. I don't want that to go bye-bye. Without at least some input, or your chance to have some input. What do you have on social media regarding Paula Deen? That thing is really blown around. She's going to be on with Matt Lauer, I think, Wednesday. She's supposed to be on last Friday, or at least that was the original intent. She's going to do an interview on Friday, and now I think it's scheduled for tomorrow. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I think that is right. She was supposed to be on Friday, but she said that she was so emotional and excuse me, and felt so sick about everything. That
sounds like you're pretty emotional about it too, Kenny. Calm down, it's okay.
It does freak me up.
Right. And you won't be able to buy all that good stuff from her on QVC anymore.
Yeah. Several people have posted on our Facebook page supporting her, and I can't help but think they don't know the whole story. Thomas says, has anybody here ever seen Blazing Saddles? Has Mel Brooks been forced to apologize and be humiliated?
Well, it's a whole different, that's true. They don't know the story. They think that's a whole different can of worms, if you will, or kettle of fish. Yeah, that's a foolish comparison, but it's okay, because people make, we got to give them the chance to say what they want to say or think what they want to think. What else?
Loretta says it's ridiculous. We can't open our mouths without being accused of something. Every other race can yap on and on about anything, and that's accepted. Political correctness stinks.
Well, I think that there's something to be said for that, too. We do have a lot of political. We can't say things on the radio that we used to be able to say, even in fun, in jest. There's just no tolerance anymore, and that's part of there's this whole thing going on. There's a conundrum in our country as to where to go and how to be when it comes to public discourse, because some people are so crude. But you know what? That's what the First Amendment is supposed to be all about. You're free to be stupid. You're free to be silly. You're free to be gross. You're free to do whatever. And the court of public opinion will take care of you, whether it's a television program, radio program, whether it's the stuff that Paula Deen has to say. But I guess the real question here isn't really what she said. Why have we become so sensitive? People say, you think people ought to say those things about black people? No. But at some point, there was a turning in the road. There was a fork in the road. And as it was the baseball player that said, take it when you get to a fork. Who would Deen, not Yogi Berra. When there's a fork in the road, take it. So we've taken this fork in the road down this slippery slope into a place where we are so intolerant. But are we? Is it you and me, or is it just the news media that piles on with their own political agenda, and we are silly enough to sort of fall into it? I mean, I think this whole thing about Paula Deen has been created, in a sense, by the news media and by those who are pushing an agenda. Again, not to say that it's bad. Free country, say what you want, say what you will. And if people have enough hoop to do, I mean, look what Media Matters did to Limbaugh and those stations carrying his program. That's the way it works. The system works. We don't like it. Doesn't seem to be fair. Doesn't seem to be just. Doesn't seem to be right. But it is the way the system works. So if you want to change the reality, change the system. Rebuff the news media. Get in the face of those people who are so politically correct. Say, no, 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 I'm not buying into this. That's how you do it. That's how you change things.
It seems like a lot of people believe that this is over her use of the N-word that happened years and years ago.
Right.
And it's actually, there are almost daily now, since this broke last week, more discrimination lawsuits coming up from employees and former employees.
She's not a nice person. I told you when I had her on this program, I didn't like her. I didn't care for her message. I didn't care for her whole persona. She doesn't do a thing for me except turn me off. But that's just me. A lot of people like her, think she's cool, great. Support her, if you will. There's lots of value. I do it. About 400,000 likes on a Facebook page to get set up to support her, right? Didn't that happen over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. My sister down in Florida is a huge fan and is trying to start a petition to get the Food Network to take her back.
Yeah. Okay. Good. 888, that's the way it works. Help yourself. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, back to the Snowden arena. That's another, this guy being the issue is foolish. This guy isn't the issue. I said that before and we'll say it again. The issue is not what he did, not why he did what he did, but what he did and whether or not we need the information that has been revealed. Here's Chris Matthews talking to Michael Isikoff on his program about the search for Snowden and what Julian Assange has brought to the table.
Here's what we know about Snowden's travels as of this moment. He left his home in Hawaii in May and went to Hong Kong. He stayed until Sunday when, with the help of WikiLeaks, he fled to Russia. That's where he is still believed to be. He had reportedly booked a flight to Havana, Cuba, with a final destination of Ecuador. But Snowden never boarded that plane this morning, and it's unclear what his plans really are. Let's go to Michael Isikoff, who's always good at these questions. Where is Edward Snowden, and where is he headed?
Well, I was on the conference call, Chris, with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks today, and he said Snowden is in a safe place and in high spirits. The U.S. government believes he's in Moscow. He was thought to have been, that he was going to take that plane to Havana. He wasn't on it. The seat was empty. Assange would not say where he is, would not say where he's headed. We do know that he's applied for asylum with Ecuador and Iceland and possibly other countries. Assange would not say what those other countries were. He did say that, because the question was asked, his passport has been revoked, how is he traveling, that he received something called a refugee document of passage from the Ecuadorian government. Sort of shades of Casablanca here.
All right, that's what I want to know. Thank you for answering that question, because I hadn't heard that story before, Kenny, as to how he's passing from one country into another. So he has the right of passage issued by the Ecuadorian government. So, okay, that sort of gives more credence to what the president said. We're going to look at this. Sounds like they're going to take him there. Will this put Ecuador on the map? I don't know how much foreign aid. It would be interesting to look up how much foreign aid Ecuador gets from the United States. Because if they take them, whatever they get will go away. Maybe there isn't that much. Yeah, exactly. 888-302-3684. Marcus, listening to WJOL in Illinois on Russia and the protection of Mr. Snowden.
I'm not a communist. I'm not, a socialist. But when you realize that this is a person who's leaking that the United States is recording information on millions, almost all of its citizens. And if this happened in China or Russia, somebody was taking information from their citizens, and that person wanted to go to the United States, we would take them in a heartbeat. So I don't understand why we have this whole situation where the United States is trying to, you know, make this person into some kind of a demon or devil, and then basically what is happening is Russia and the United States roles are almost reversed. You know, back in the Cold War, we would usually have some kind of situation where people are trying to get out of Russia and go here. But in this situation, it appears that almost, if you look at an international perspective, Russia is almost being the good guy here, protecting this guy who's leaking secrets that, in my opinion, need to get out.
Wow, we think the Russians are better than the Americans. There's a turn. 888-302-3684. Kathleen's listening in Florida on the jet.
I think of many people don't remember that after World War II, General Patton warned President Roosevelt about the Russians. He didn't have any faith in their relationship with us then. It probably hasn't changed. I don't think Snowden is a patriot. All the rhetoric that he was saying about how he loved this country and he was doing it for this country, he sure couldn't wait to get out of here quickly enough. And I think that if Russia was an ally, they would have stopped him and would have sent him back here. They're not going to do that. And I think the just the televising of the meeting between President Obama and Mr. Putin showed clearly that those two do not like each other, and probably we can't expect much help from Putin.
I'm reminded of the video of the two of them sitting in those chairs with their ties off at the G8, and just kind of scowling and not really having any conversation whatsoever with each other. Yeah, I would say that was a pretty good read on that, Kathleen. Here's Donnie listening in Tennessee to the Good Day program.
Listen, you know, the problem goes back to we don't even trust our own government, and we've probably got good reason. I mean, this guy released documents that said, you know, that we're spying on Americans. I don't think anybody's shocked. He released documents about spying on other countries. I don't know why anybody's shocked. It's been going on for years. I don't really think the guy's done anything that he should eat meat hunted for. Our government is just so out of whack. This president can't be trusted. It's obvious. And it's not just this president. It's been going on for years. The Republicans or Democrats, none of them do what they say they're going to do. Just look at the fences in the immigration debate here. That 6 years ago, that was supposed to be done. They didn't do it. So I don't know why anybody would be shocked at anything that's going on with our government. There's a lot more that probably should be revealed that's not.
I'm with you, sir. Thanks for that call. 888-302-3684. Let's let Rob in California sort of finish this off.
If our Fourth Amendment rights weren't taken away and trampled on like this incident, this man wouldn't have anything to run around the world with. Somebody gave him the tools, and somebody gave him the opportunity to do what he's doing. And I think the guy's a hero because, you know what, he's exposing the trampling of our rights. You know, they want to put drones over America. What for? The enemy shouldn't be here. The enemy's over there in Afghanistan. You know, it's almost like the Americans are becoming spied on more than the enemy.
And thus my reference to the Manchurian candidate for your listening and dancing pleasure. You might want to consider that. In a moment, we'll consider what the Supreme Court has said about affirmative action. That's up next in conversation here on Good Day.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
This report is brought to you by CoverGirl. Keeping up with the latest fashion trends can be hard to do with so many different styles to choose from, but one look is setting the fashion industry on fire. Jen Chamberlain is a beauty trends expert at Procter & Gamble.
The flaming stem look is inspired by fire. It's a color palette that goes from flame to ashes, and it has hues of fiery red, pink, cool gray, and blues. Women can set their summer look on fire with a flaming stem trend. You can blend blazing colors and smooth liner to customize your flaming stem look.
It's inspired by CoverGirl's new Flamed Out product line, which includes mascaras and shadow pots and pencils. Get the complete look exclusively at Ulta Beauty. To celebrate the new line, CoverGirl is offering a special buy one, get one 50% off deal at Ulta Beauty, one of the nation's largest beauty retailers. The offer is valid through Friday, June 28th. For more, visit CoverGirl.com. I'm Martha Padilla.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Men, I have one question for you. Are you ready, 24/7 ready, to deliver when and where it counts? Look, success in anything in life takes planning. And if you want to give her a rock star performance every time, you need Enzyte 24/7. Just one capsule daily is all it takes for strong peak male enhancement, so you're ready to go whenever and wherever excitement strikes. Even better, you can call today for a trial pack of Enzyte 24/7. Millions of men already count on the potent ingredients in Enzyte brands for the full confidence to deliver a powerful performance anytime. Don't miss your chance to feel the difference. Call 1-800-477-3910 today to order your Enzyte trial pack, and you'll also get a free gift. That's 1-800-477-3910. With Enzyte, everybody wins. 1-800-477-3910. 1-800-477-3910.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a focus now on the Supreme Court. They sent affirmative action, this particular case that came before them, back to the lower court. Here's host John Hines talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about this ruling.
Can you give me a little bit of the backstory here, Andrew?
Well, Abigail Fisher is the plaintiff, a white woman who sought application and admission to the University of Texas. When she was denied, she sued, saying that the Texas's admissions policy, which used race as a factor, one of many factors, was unconstitutional, that it violated her rights. And that case came to the U.S. Supreme Court today. And the justices basically punted the ball. They ruled 7-1 that not that affirmative action was illegal, not that their precedent was no longer founded, but that the case had to be sent back to the lower courts for those courts to apply a stricter standard of scrutiny, a legal standard, when evaluating the Texas policy. So this means that the case is going to be with us for at least a couple more years.
Yeah, this will not end it, but I'm wondering what this means going forward, though, for the idea of affirmative action in general. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, it doesn't do anything, really. The Texas policy is still in place until and unless a court strikes it down. Affirmative action, to the extent that it's still around, is not affected by this. All that's affected is the standard by which these sorts of policies are to be judged. Now, that's the good news for folks who are in favor of affirmative action. The bad news is that this standard, this strict scrutiny standard, usually results in the law or the policy that's being reviewed to be struck down. And that's likely to happen when the Texas courts begin to look at this with the instructions the justices have given them. It's very hard for a law or a policy to pass that test. So we'll have to wait and see. And, of course, the big, revelation here is that in 2 years or so, this case may be back before the U.S. Supreme Court.
All right, there you go. Around and around we go. Where we stop, nobody knows. The Zimmerman trial up next on Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Wheat fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Get back to the action here on the Doug Stafford Good Day program. It's Tuesday. It's 53 minutes after the hour. In this hour, we spent a good deal of time on the situation with Mr. Snowden, some activity with the Supreme Court. There are other rulings, two or three other ones that are kind of important. This, by the way, is the anniversary, Kenny. You'll be happy to know. The first broadcast of It Pays to Be Ignorant, airing on WOR. That's actually something we ought to... Maybe we should revive that in some way, shape, or form here. A couple of storylines unfolded in the Zimmerman trial. A lot of people are talking about the joke. I didn't get it, frankly. At any rate, there's a lot of action and drama there. It pretty much began as soon as the trial started. Here's David Mattingly with that story.
The very first words from the prosecution to the George Zimmerman jury cannot be repeated on television.
Pumps. They always get away.
The first comments from the defense included a seemingly inappropriate joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there? George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman. Who? All right, good. You're on the jury.
The contrast in styles could not be more obvious. Prosecutor John Guy was blunt and emotional, describing George Zimmerman as a wannabe cop, a profiler, and a liar. These were his powerful last words.
He shot him for the worst of all reasons. Because he wanted to.
Trayvon Martin's parents were moved to tears. Jurors seemed riveted. That's when Zimmerman's attorney, Don West, apparently tried to break the tension, and the awkward joke fell flat.
Nothing? That's funny.
What kind of damage did he do here?
Certainly from the very beginning, first impressions are the lasting impression, okay? You want to hit them hard when they first start.
Susan Constantine is a jury consultant and author who believes it was not only a bad joke, it was a bad idea.
I think this was about his nervousness, not breaking his spell. I think it was all about his own nervousness.
It was so bad, attorney Don West returned from a lunch break and immediately apologized.
No more bad jokes, I promise that.
I'm convinced it was the delivery, though. I really thought that was funny. I'm sorry if I offended anyone about that.
The question now, could the attorney's poor choice of words actually damage George Zimmerman's chances in this trial? Is it possible to put the genie back in the bottle now that this has happened right in front of the jury?
Never completely. And you can bet or at least guess that the jury will be reminded of this in the closing arguments as well.
Leroy Purnell is the law school dean at Florida A&M who says that was not the only chance Zimmerman's defense took this day. The prosecution wrapped up its emotion-filled opening statement in 30 minutes. The defense took more than 2.5 hours, pouring out clinical details of the encounter that cost Trayvon Martin his life and landed George Zimmerman in court.
Were they taking a risk by going so long in front of the jury?
Well, this is part art and part science. So there's always the possibility that there's a risk. But all the defense has to do is suggest to the jury that the case is so complicated that indeed there's reasonable doubt somewhere along the line.
All right. So that's the sort of formal news overview of what happened at the trial yesterday. Here is radio man Charlie Parker talking to another legal analyst about the jury having only 6 women.
I watch a lot of True TV, previously Court TV, a lot of Law & Order, read John Grisham, the Michael Connellys. I have never heard of a 6-member jury. Is that rare, commonplace, special occasions?
In Florida, it's standard, unless it's a capital murder case. So I guess Florida has a sort of a situation all its own. But frankly, as far as the United States goes, it is uncommon because in a criminal trial, most juries have 12 members.
And you said unless it's a capital murder case, and this is second-degree murder. Now let's get to the jury. 6-member jury, all women, all white. Does that favor or hurt George Zimmerman, in your opinion?
You know, in the end, I think it may help George Zimmerman. Although I'm sure if I'm talking to the prosecutor right now, I think the prosecution's going to say it's going to favor them. In the end, you just never know. But you know what strikes me as odd is it's in a situation like this, you only have to convince 6 jurors. For me, as a criminal defense attorney in New Jersey, where there are 12 jurors, I certainly like my odds better on the defense side because I only have to throw reasonable doubt into 1 of 12. Throwing it into 1 of 6 is a much more difficult burden.
All right. Well, that's the story from several perspectives as that trial began down in Florida.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.